Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Campbell County Extension Administrative Assistant named Administrative Professional of the Year. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. Every fall, the University of Wyoming Extension holds a conference honoring exceptional Extension Administrative Professionals. On September 21st, Treasure Bowler earned Extension's highest honor for administrative staff, the Administrative Professional of the Year Award. According to the press release from the Campbell County Extension Office, Bowler has kept the Campbell County 4-H program running smoothly for years as a senior administrative assistant. Co-worker Catherine Hudson said, "Treasure is much beloved by the 4-H community. She is an individual who puts her heart and soul into the work she does here, and those she interacts with can attest to that." Outside of her on-paper responsibilities, Bowler also serves on the Campbell County Wellness Committee and helps organize and run the Campbell County Fair. Her co-workers emphasize her positive attitude and hard work. Kimberly Fry, Campbell County 4-H educator, said, "Treasure is the first to help clientele. Her personality draws people into the office." This summer, Bowler went above and beyond teaching a new 4-H educator while other educators were out of the office. Fry said, "It's because of Treasure that we can provide such seamless and amazing programs for Campbell County." Activists buy out gold mine claim at Yellowstone National Park. Gold is a widely accepted global commodity, but conservationists say it pales in comparison to the value of the beloved national park. When Crevice Mining Group LLC made moves in 2021 to establish a gold mine on lands directly upslope from the Yellowstone River and in plain view from Yellowstone National Park, the team that successfully stopped mining in Gardner Basin and Paradise Valley went to work. This week, Scott Christensen with the Greater Yellowstone Coalition announced they had raised the $6.25 million needed to buy out the mining group's claim. Christensen said, "People care about the park and the lands that surround it, its wildlife, its water resources. Just a really great reminder of how important Yellowstone is to so many people all around the world, and of course here locally as well." The coalition feared that mining activities on the south slope of Crevice Mountain would put the Yellowstone River directly below at risk. Christensen believes that preserving landscapes is a better economic path than short-term mining projects, which, unlike outdoor recreation and wildlife tourism, typically see revenues leaving local communities. The campaign to protect nearly 16 acres of watershed and wildlife habitat adjacent to the park, which went public in May of this year, brought in over 1,300 donations from 47 states and 7 countries. Critics of the buyout say it will mean loss of royalties for state coffers and good-paying jobs. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene.